DA drops last sexual harassment criminal case against Andrew Cuomo. By Joshua Kaplan on January 31, 2022. The District Attorney's Office in Oswego, New York, is dropping the final criminal probe of sexual misconduct against disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo. D. The move marks the end of the five criminal cases involving the befallen New York Democrat. The New York Post reports. But Oswego DA Gregory Oakes told the Post on Monday that while there's not sufficient legal basis to bring charges based on allegations of unwanted physical contact by accuser Virginia Limiatis, this decision is not an exoneration. Oakes told the Post in a phone interview that he's worked special victims cases for 20 years and believes Limiatis' description of events. Oakes stated, after a thorough review of the available evidence and applicable law, the Oswego County District Attorney's Office has concluded that there is not a sufficient legal basis to bring criminal charges against former Governor Andrew Cuomo based upon the allegations of unwanted physical contact made by Virginia Limiatis. To be clear, this decision is based solely upon an assessment of the law and whether the people can establish a legally sufficient case under controlling precedent. In no way should this decision be interpreted as casting doubt upon the character or credibility of Ms. Limiatis, or how harmful the acts she experienced were. Last month, district attorneys in Nassau and Westchester counties opted against prosecuting Cuomo in relation to accusations found in New York Attorney General Letitia James's D. bombshell report on the then-governor's alleged sexual misconduct. Cuomo resigned last August following the releasing of James' findings. He has vehemently denied any wrongdoing. I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances, Cuomo previously said. I'm 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am, and that's not who I have ever been.